Welcome to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. In this series, Bishop Campbell hopes to present many subjects, including life in the Church, spiritual growth, our responsibility as Christians, and our individual vocation to holiness. From the Chair is intended to encourage our prayer life, to draw us deeper into a relationship with God, and to announce the good news of Jesus Christ. And now, Bishop Frederick Campbell.
My dear friends, I have been offering some reflections on aspects of the Sermon on the Mount. That discourse that our Lord gives fairly at the beginning of his ministry, in which he outlines for us the manner in which we become true disciples. So many concerns are touched upon by our Lord, and I think the overwhelming concern is that we understand not only what the commandments are that we have received, especially from Moses, but to understand their inner reality, the depth of the power of those commandments. And that is why our Lord, for example, will take the commandment, thou shalt not kill, and allow us to understand that violations of that commandment began not only in an act of violence, they began in violence of mind and heart and a deep-seated anger. And it is those root causes of committing sins against the commandments that we have to be attentive to. For the law of God goes deeply into our heart and mind and does not simply cover external acts. But also of concern to our Lord is something that is really a persistent concern, I think, for all of us, and especially in our own time, when life moves on at an extraordinary speed, when that speed causes us not only exhilaration, but a little confusion. And at the heart of this is a deep worry and the number of anxieties we may have about our lives. And our Lord raises the very important issue, where do we find peace? Where in our lives, even in the midst of a speeding existence, of our challenges and our duties and obligations, where do we find peace rather than constant worry? We worry about our health, our material well-being, our relationships. We often worry about what the next day will bring, even though we have worries enough about the day that we are actually living. I think part of the problem for us is an increasingly materialistic culture, which begins to define us not by who we are, but what we have. And these problems of worry and concern, Jesus addresses very directly in the passage that we will hear this coming Sunday. Now, he tells us, why are we concerned? Look at the lilies of the field, the birds of the air, how they have no worry, but God takes care of them. And I think so many people, when they hear this, sort of murmur to themselves, oh, if only. But I don't think that our Lord is simply telling us not to do anything about our physical being, not to just lie there. I think that is a temptation, which will lead into an expectation that others should take care of that for us, and we remain in a sort of eternal childhood. St. Paul the Apostle was concerned about this in his second letter to the Thessalonians. It was a group of people who were so excited and so eager for the second coming of Jesus Christ. They believed that it was imminent, And so some of them, believing themselves to be perfect disciples, simply sold everything they had in order to wait for the Lord to come. And as they waited and waited and waited, they became hungry, they became cold, and they expected others then to tend to them. And St. Paul was concerned about this, and he wrote to them, "I'm going to lay down this rule. Those who do not work, do not eat." Now, at first, this seems to be a direct contradiction of what our Lord is telling us in the Gospel, not to be concerned about that. It's going to happen. But what I think our Lord is really telling us to do is, first of all, judge between what is important and trivial in our lives, what is permanent, and what is passing. Our Lord in the Gospel will tell us, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given you besides." That is, if you seek the will of God, if you seek to live the life he is calling you to, if you place your faith and hope in him and want to do that which is right and good, if that is the context, the environment of your whole life, the things that we need to sustain our lives and to enhance it, to allow it to flourish, will be ours. It will not be a lack of responsibility, obligations to others. But as we fulfill those responsibilities, as we are true to our obligations, the motive will be the good of our own souls and the good of others. What is the most important thing in our life? Is it not to be in a relationship with God through Jesus Christ and in the Holy Spirit? To understand what it is that will make our life good and truthful, filled with a beauty of holiness? And if we hunger for that and every day attend to that reality, then, in fact, we will have that peace. We are, of course, called to take proper care, to provide for a way of life that allows us not only to enhance our own physical well-being, that of our family, but also allows us the opportunity to do good. But if the motive for our work and the material realities that we must have are there to set us free to do that which we are spiritually enriched by, anxiety will be lessened and we will begin to feel a peace. So often, the more we possess, the more we are possessed by the very things that we have. We become more concerned about them. And the more anxious we become about these things, we become anxious about the things we don't have. Rather, we should ask ourselves, what is it that is proper to our life and the life of our family? What is it that we hope for ourselves in the future? Why do we store up things? Is it not that even in the tomorrow, in the day after tomorrow, we might still be free to enjoy the life that Christ has called us to, a life of truthfulness, a life of goodness, a life of peace? St. Francis de Sales, who is the patron of our diocese, would tell those who came to him for spiritual direction, always to seek that peace, to seek the kingdom of God in their lives, according to their own particular state in life. He was very conscious of the fact that the various ways in which we live, what are our obligations, responsibilities, what is the work we do, is going to demand a certain type of spiritual life, a certain type of discipleship. But no matter what state of life we are in, we are still called to that pursuit of holiness, to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then what we need to pursue this here on earth will be given us. Our responsibilities will not become burdensome, but ways by which we live out that reality of the presence of Christ. The work that we do can become creative rather than simply toil and an expression of ourselves. But in each state of life that we are, we root ourselves in the peace of the presence of God and an acknowledgement of his providence, his continuing care, and the rejoicing in the fact that we do this as a community of faithful. There are others with us. There are others that care as we care. There are others that have done good to us as we desire to do good to them. And as we live that life in the time that is allotted to us, realizing that we have a limited amount of time here on earth, we do look to the future, not out of deep concern or anxiety, asking how are we going to do that, how are we going to live, what will happen, will our health continue, and so forth, but realize that our future is Jesus Christ himself. And that Jesus Christ will appear before us. And our future is actually eternity. And an eternity so rich, so deep, that our life here on earth is simply a preparation, a flicker in time, in order for us to be absorbed into an everlasting joy. So try to escape a deep anxiety, a deep worry. Allow yourself every day to be recollected and to pray for God's guidance. Pray for him to appear in many of the small details of our lives, to fulfill our obligations, and after all, we are body and soul, to keep ourselves healthy, to live a life and to pursue a way of life that allows us not only creative work, but a time for leisure and a desire to raise up a new generation that might, like us, enjoy the promise of God and that eternity of joy and light.
You have been listening to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. Join us each Tuesday at 5 p.m. for From the Chair with Bishop Frederick F. Campbell.